guys, how are you? Hey, pass that around. You guys did an awesome job this week. Fantastic productivity is up, and you know what? Customers are happy.
How can you as a leader help your people to feel that they're right? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, we need to look at how you can make your team feel better about what they're doing so that they can build on those successes. It's been said that one of the basic human needs, especially in the workplace, is a sense of feeling that you're right about something and that you're competent. So you as the leader need to help your team get to the point where they feel that they are right. Now, we're not talking about false praise here. We're talking about bona fide, real reasons that they might be right or correct about something. So I've got a few tips for you. Number one is help people to be right by asking them instead of telling them. It's a very basic thing. There are lots of problems and challenges that come up every day in your department, and you as the leader might decide to go around and fix them all or tell people what to do. What if instead you started asking more questions, and then as your team contributed those suggestions or solutions, instead of you saying, well, I think we should do it this way, you say, hey, you know what, that sounds like a good idea, let's do that. You know, you're right, I think that worked. And that way your team member takes ownership over the suggested outcome, and they're going to be more committed to carrying that out as well. Of course, if they do that, you need to give them the credit. You know how much you probably didn't like it when your boss took credit for something that you did. Don't worry, when they're right and doing things right, you're going to look good in the eyes of your management anyway. So there's no need for you to take the credit. Give them the credit. They'll feel good about it. A second tip is explain the big picture. Now, explaining the big picture means that in order for your team to feel this sense of belonging, that they own the work, you've got to give them an idea of how important that work is, either to the end customer, if you're close to the end customer, or simply to the next department upstream or downstream from your department, so that they can actually see why what they're doing is so important. Then they feel good about it, and that good feeling improves their productivity and their motivation. The second thing, or the third, sorry, the third tip is grow their competence. Now, if you make your team more competent, your individual team members, if you can raise their level of competence and performance over time, they're going to become more productive, they're going to produce higher quality products, they're going to meet the efficiency targets that you have, and overall be more productive and happier. So you've got to help your team get better at what they do. That means constantly looking for opportunities to give them tips and coaching, but also some formal on-the-job training that they can use to become more effective over time. When you invest in your team's competence level, they will feel more confident and they'll be able to deliver more towards your expectations than they were before. So this is a win-win-win. So when you help your team to be right and get better at what they do and connect what they do to the big picture, you're going to notice that the overall level of engagement and motivation is higher than you ever expected or anticipated that it could be. And once you've done that, you might want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, we offer a very comprehensive and complete solution of all the leadership skills that people need to be more effective. And you can check all that out, whether it's having us in to do a virtual workshop remotely or live in person or through our public workshops, or maybe just accessing some of our resources. It all begins with an investigation and a conversation at our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And remember, all the social media platforms that we're active on are ways that you can connect with me and with other people who are like-minded leaders just like you who want to get better and better.